The summer sizzle's back. We've got a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. on Saturday, and it could be extended through Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high of 96, but that heat index right around 105 to 106. We'll hit 97 on Sunday. Dry weather through the weekend. From the WMC Action News 5 Storm Tracking Center, I'm meteorologist Ron Childers for News Talk 600 WREC.
News online anytime. 600 WREC is on demand at 600WREC.com and on your smartphone with iHeartRadio. News Talk 600 WREC, Memphis.
Good morning, Memphis. Good morning across the country on iHeartRadio and VOCI Radio. You're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I'm your host, Joe Garner, Mortgage Loan Officer, and you can connect with me at jogarner.com. Or even better, let's talk personally, 901-482-0354. Our show today is sponsored by Alliance Title and Escrow, and we want to thank Joe Rojas over there at Alliance Title for sponsoring our show today. I really do want to talk with you personally. Tell me what you want to accomplish and let me help you get there with a home purchase loan, or maybe you want to refinance, or maybe you want to restructure and convert some of that bad kind of debt to some smart debt that can make you some money. Make your plan, work your plan, and if the deal works for you today, do it today. But you got to talk with me first. So you can join us on the air right now in the studio Saturday, July the 25th, 2015 by calling 901-535-9732, or you can call me directly after the show, 901-482-0354. Today, our general topic is simple rules for organizing your world, your mind, and your finances. And we have Sally Baker of The Source Unlimited around the coffee table with us. Sally is a professional organizer. She is an organizer of cars, homes, events, and estate sales, and so much more. She has completely reorganized my home and office to create a more logical flow for me and make it, you know, easier to find your stuff. And she also did a great job on our family estate sale. And Sally, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for your clients.
Well, you know, I organize homes and cars and purses and you name it. And estate sales are a wonderful way that I help families to downsize or get an elderly parent into an assisted living facility. I take the stress and the emotion out of it. And my team and I are totally different than any other estate sale company. But also as a professional organizer, I come in independently and help you get everything straight and clear it out.
I know, because after an estate sale, a lot of times you take in your family, your parents' stuff, and then now you've got a situation at your own house, which is what happened to me, and you came in and helped me make it work. So I've heard a lot of other testimonials from people who have used you as well.
Absolutely, and people just have way too much stuff. There's the average home has over a half a million items in a what you call an average three-bedroom, two-bath house.
Well, you know, I was sharing with our B&I networking group last week with all the upcoming changes in the mortgage industry. It really takes a magician to be able to pull rabbits out of a hat whenever a client runs up on a loan regulation that's not exactly favorable for their specific situation. And the other day I had a client in my office, and he had been turned down by a different mortgage company because they said he didn't have enough income. I reviewed his income documents, started at the back of the tax return, moved forward, and by the time I got to the front page of his tax return, I was able to legally add back some income from the expense column, and his income to debt ratios were fine. He had good credit, and at that point, you know, the loan looked good. He asked me how it was that I could get him approved and the other company couldn't. So I laughed, and I told him I was so happy to use my 25 years, you know, experience to get him the best terms on his mortgage, to get him approved, but I wasn't going to take any time to show my competition how to pull a rabbit out of a hat. But, you know, and if you're a doctor, or if you're a plumber or an organizer or in any industry where you've spent years learning how to fix things, you know that anyone can find a problem, but your years of experience tells you where the problem is and how to fix it. And if you want to crunch some numbers and you really want to compare your financing options on a purchase loan or refinance, call me personally. You need to talk to me first, 901-482-0354. 0354, or you can connect with me at jogarner.com, or you can call us, call Sally and I right now in the studio at 901-535-9732, and we can use some simple rules to organize your financing plans so that they succeed.
You know, it's just wonderful what you can do, and in the market today, being organized is very important. That mm-hmm. you've got to have all your ducks in a row and pull those rabbits out of a hat, and that is exactly what I've seen you do personally and professionally. That the way that the industry is right now, every single day, it seems like they're moving your cheese.
I love that. Who moved my cheese?
That's right. And I know that the challenges that you face and your years of experience, you can go back and look at what the trends have been, and not that you can really forecast, but you can help people. I've seen it, and I know that what you help with is that organizing and getting them to the end result.
Right. And, you know, I love to do it. It's just in my blood. I always tell people I eat mortgages, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You have a passion for it. That is absolutely for sure.
Somebody told me the other day, I said, oh, that's how you lost weight. You eat mortgages, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But, you know, good clients for me are those who are ready to buy a house or several houses. And those of you all over the 50 states who are ready to refinance your mortgage to take advantage of these low rates or buy a house. I work in all 50 states, and this week, July the 20th, 2015, through Friday, July the 24th, 2015, the mortgage market took a nap alongside the bond market. Not many reports came out this past week, and, you know, not much was really moving overseas, nothing really different. So the bond yields and the prices on mortgage rates sunk down to the lowest they've been in July, and they just sort of took a nap. With the conventional 30-year rates ending the week around 4% to 4.125, no points in most cases. The 15-year fixed rates came in around 3.25 to 3.375, wow, somewhere in that range. And if you're interested in FHA rates, the Veteran Administration VA loan rates, USDA rule 100% loan rates, or even some jumbo rates, call me. And we can talk about your specific deal. You can call me personally, 901-482-0354, or go to jogarner.com. But whatever your real estate-related topic you want to talk about, let's talk about it now. Call the studio right now at 901-535-9732. Our general topic is simple rules for organizing your world, your mind, and your finances. So, Sally, while we're waiting on our callers, share some of your simple rules for organizing the world.
Well, as you know, my mantra is put like things together. Don't run around the house looking for seven different rolls of tape that you know are there, and then you go out and buy another one because they're all in a different place. Or put your keys and your phone charger in the same place, so that way you know where your keys are. You put your phone there, you charge it up, and touch your mail one time, open it up, look at it, throw the things away that need to be thrown away, and get rid of that clutter. Don't take a receipt when you go through McDonald's. If you don't need to have that $1.10 Coke on your expense report, you don't need that piece of paper. Just say, I don't need that.
You know, that's a really good way to control the clutter.
Oh, it is.
Just don't take it. Don't take it on.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, the other thing, too, when you were doing my house, Sally, we were going through my files, and you were showing me how when you open a piece of mail, you don't fold the letters or the receipts over. You make them flat so they take up less space.
If you take a piece of paper and you fold it into thirds to go in an envelope, there's air in there, so it's really even thicker than three pieces of paper. If you flatten it out, and even if you want to keep that envelope, staple it, you have three times as much space in that file folder. And it just, it makes you able to find it better. You're not searching through, and it's just better.
Well,
all the way around.
You've got some other, we've got about 30 seconds. Come up with one of your other mantras. You've got plenty.
Oh, my. Again, if you find a place and become a habit of putting your shoes in the same place or putting your keys in the same place. And that way you're not wasting. People waste 10 minutes a day looking for things. That is 60 hours a year that people are running around just looking for the other shoe or the
sock,
car keys or whatever it is.
Car keys.
And what could you do with 60
glasses.
Hours? I mean, that's a week's vacation right there.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and I'm Joe Garner, your host, mortgage officer with Evolve Bank and Trust, and we're talking with Sally Baker with The Source Unlimited. I call her the organizer extraordinaire, and we want to talk with you. So give us a call at the studio up here at 901-535-9732, and we'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC Sports.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Upside down. Boy, you turn me inside and round, round, upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me
You are back on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I am Joe Garner, Mortgage Loan Officer, your host. And you can connect with me at jogarner.com, or you can call me directly and personally at 901-482-0354. And at the coffee table with us this morning, we have Sally Baker, the professional organizer extraordinaire. She can organize your life, your world, your finances, your car, your computer bag. I want to tell you, speaking of upside down, inside out, and round, you know what this girl did? I brought my computer bag in. You know, it's one of these bags that I'm sure you guys, a lot of you guys have one where you just, throughout the week, you just stuff everything into it imaginable because you don't have any other place to put it. Sally just spread a towel on the studio table and in about 90 seconds and organized the entire bag, putting like things together and creating this logical little place to put everything so I can find it, because obviously I couldn't find half of it. And you have to see this to believe it. Kim Hummel of Vancouver Studios, my webmaster for jogarner.com, just posted just a few seconds of the video on jogarner.com. It's a little short video, and you can see Sally Baker in action. You can also later today find this video on Facebook, Joe Garner, mortgage consultant. So you got to see it to believe it. Sally, how do we reach you if we want you to come organize our home, office, car, or our computer bag?
You know, the best way to reach me is either on my phone, which is 901-258-4775, or Sally B. Source, that's Sally B for Baker, Source at AOL.com.
All right. Well, I tell you what, let's take a minute and let's just play a little game. All right. Here's our little game. It's called the Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest. It's brought to you by notable Memphis historian Jimmy Ogle. And Jimmy offers free historic walking tours of Memphis in the spring and fall. And you can contact Jimmy at jimmyogle.com. And also, our show is sponsored by John and Jennifer Lawhon of Lawhon Landscape, 901-754-7474. And the Lawhons can help you plan your landscaping, even if you're on a budget or if you want to do the full bore, the full scale landscaping plan. They can help you organize it, do it inexpensively as possible. They're offering a $25 gift card to the first person with the correct trivia answer. And if you know the answer to our trivia question, call us at the studio, 901-535-WREC. That's 901-535-9732. And our question is, who am I? That's our trivia question, who am I? And here's some hints. I was designed to be a residence in an area formerly known as Buttermilk Town, but now I am one of the more popular attractions in Memphis. Who am I? Here's another hint. My original developer was a Memphis businessman that was quite innovative in his field of endeavor. And here's a third hint. My neighborhood was later developed into some nice homes by a company from Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm going to save the last hint because the last hint will give it away. So if anybody already knows who am I, give us a call, 901-535-9732. And, of course, we always love Jimmy Ogle. If you want to take advantage of his free historic walking tours, contact him at jimmyogle.com. And so, Sally, we're going to wait and see who knows the answer to our Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest. And while we're waiting, I want to go back and talk a little bit more about your skills as an organizer. And, you know, what do people generally think when they hire a professional organizer? What are their expectations?
Well, I think sometimes they think that I'm just going to come in and get rid of their trash and junk and you know, put their silverware in the drawer the right way. But what I really give them is an entire picture and a plan and a general lifestyle change. I look at what their life is like, whether they've got 3 kids and 2 dogs and, you know, all this other stuff going on, and help them to manage everything logically. Mm-hmm. And I look at their space. I look at what they have. I look at what they need. I look at what they don't need.
Mm-hmm. And you're very, she's worked for me personally. She's worked for my friends. She's worked for my family. The thing that really, that I appreciated most about you, Sally, is when we were doing my mom's estate sale, my mom's still alive, she was transitioning to another lifestyle. You allowed her to come in and be a big part of that. And there was one time when we were going through some of her old cedar chest,
yeah,
where all of her precious things were. And she had asked you, can you please go upstairs and find my pearls?
And we did.
And her old wedding dress. And it just so happened that my niece was there. And right then, right in front of you and your team, my mother did a little impromptu ceremony and gave my niece the pearls. and presented my niece with her old wedding dress. And I mean, we were all in tears. There wasn't a dry eye in the place.
It was the best. But that's what I do so differently. I have a team approach, and I've got a fabulous team. I've got a decorator, a designer on my team, Susan Caldwell, and my marketing expert is Marsha Anthony. And I even have an appraiser that's a furniture and art appraiser, Laurie Daltroff Triplett. And we help with the plan for the move out, what to keep for the new location. But we go through things, and we are very respectful mm-hmm. of people's those are their possessions, and it's their memories. And we want to make sure that when we are helping them to transition, that they can preserve those memories.
You know what? I think we have a winner, and I believe we have a lady named Irene, who is our Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest winner. Irene?
Yes, ma'am.
You know the answer to our Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest?
Yes, ma'am, the Pink Palace.
You are awesome. This lady, she got it. I didn't even have to give Irene the last hint because she already knew it. And Irene, hang on the line just for a second, if you will. For those of you who are just tuning in or didn't know the answer, I wanted to tell you that our question was, who am I? I was designed to be a residence in the area formerly known as Buttermilk Town, but now I'm one of the more popular attractions in Memphis. My original developer was a Memphis businessman that was quite innovative in his field of endeavor. Now we know what it was. It was grocery. And my neighborhood was later developed into some nice homes by a company from Louisville, Kentucky. And the last hint that Irene didn't even need it was there is a color in my name, of course, which we all know is pink. Irene, how did you know that? What clued you in on what the answer was?
I guess just... you know, the development as a home, and that he was an innovator, but the clue of the Buttermilk
Town?
That didn't ring a bell at all. Not that at all. It was just a pretty good guess.
Have you ever been to the Pink Palace?
Yes, many times.
Me too, and the IMAX and all of that. We've got quite a tourist attraction right there, don't we?
Yes, ma'am. We sure do.
Well, Irene, leave your name and your telephone number and address with our producer so that we can let the Lawhon send to you a $25 gift card. I want to congratulate Irene, and thank you for listening to our show, and congratulations on winning the prize.
Yes, I listen every Saturday to
you. Oh, bless you. I love you for that. Well, Irene, thank you so much, and congratulations to Irene. That lady, she was on it, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she called right then.
That's great.
Well, we've got about 4 minutes, Sally, so I could sit here and tell stories about you and relate stories about you. I did want to take a moment, though, and tell you that there's a lot of surprising things about Sally that I happen to know. I don't even know she knew I was going to tell this on the air, but when she was little, she was, how old, about 6 years old, you worked as a professional model?
I did. I started out, Ellen Dixon here in town taught me how to do pivots in her living room, and I rode the city bus downtown when you could actually do that, and was a model in the tea room at Gerber's every
wow.
Saturday for like 6 years.
Like, and you were like just first grade, second grade?
Yeah, I think second grade is when I started doing that.
Professional model. And here's another thing. You're thinking of Sally, and you see pictures of her at jogarner.com, and you can see pictures of her on Facebook. But she owned and restored herself a 1969 Oldsmobile 442 convertible with a 455 rocket engine. She loves fast cars.
I love cars. I had a lot of help with that, but I did take on that task. And kept the car for 10 years. It was wonderful.
And she coached a high school girls championship softball 1975 to 76, and she taught junior high science and high school girls physical education. You were accepted to Parsons School of Design in New York, an art major in high school. Wow, there's a lot of things about Sally.
You know, I can't figure out what I want to be when I grow up.
Well, and her parents, I think they thought they were going to have to take her and get some psychological help, because even when she was like 5 or 6 years old, she was organizing everything in sight, even as a child.
My family would tease me. They say, "You're making a to-do list."
It's like
I was nine.
It's in your blood. We've got a couple of minutes, Sally. I'm going to let you talk about some other things that you tell your clients right up front.
You know, I tell them that I'm not in there to destroy or take away anything. I'm there to help them so that they can see things more logically. Mm-hmm. And when we have, with my team and I, when we go in and we have an elderly client, that's really become one of my specialties, and they're moving to assisted living. Susan Caldwell can go in. She's done phenomenal, taking all of their precious things and making their new space look wonderful. And we just are so, again, so respectful of what they have, but it's different where we take the emotion away. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, say, hey, you've got three sets of dishes, Mom, you can't take three sets of dishes. And I'm like, don't tell her that. Let's find the set of dishes that she likes the best and let's put them on the shelf that she can reach. And it just, it makes a yes, whole big difference.
It does.
And I have a lot of clients that are my age whose parents are in mm-hmm. their 80s and 90s, and it's really difficult. And that's one of the features that my team and I seem to specialize in.
Well, you know, you take the extra time to find out what's important to that person and what are their habits, what are their ways of living, and how can you make their space work better for them. Before we go off the air, I also want to give you before we go into a break, rather, I did want to give you another mantra of Sally's. She told me this. I'm so glad. She said, I don't judge and I don't tell.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
I might make pictures, but you won't know who it is. And, you know, it's like I go in and I just reorganize.
You're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program, and I'm your host, Joe Garner, mortgage officer. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. Our show is brought to you by Alliance Title and Escrow. Thank you, Joe Rojas, over there, 901-333-7999. And we got Sally Baker with The Source Unlimited. We want you with us, too, so give us a call, 901-535-9732. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
At Sunrise, we make it fun to buy a car. Visit us at Wolf Chase, Collierville, or Covington Pike today.
In the beginning, there was the computer. But then, the world demanded printers to print images and words and charts. Eventually, the printers needed ink and toner cartridges. The world needed Cartridge World. Yes, Cartridge World, the answer to all your business and personal printing needs. They're local printing experts, where you can save time, save money, and print great guaranteed. Find a Cartridge World store near you at save30percent.com.
Locally owned Cartridge World Bartlett is your home and office print expert. And they would like to help grow your business by saving dollars to your bottom line on high-quality ink and toner cartridges, all with a 100% guarantee and free delivery and installation to qualified businesses. Call 901-372-7373 for a free quote or to set time for us to stop by your business. That's 901-372-7373. Save time, save money, print great, guaranteed.
The Mid-South's home for news, weather, and traffic is News Talk 600 WREC. WEGR HD2, Memphis.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Obama is in Kenya, covering several topics with Kenya's President Kenyatta, including trade, the global economy, and terrorism.
On security, the United States and Kenya are already strong partners. And today we reaffirm that we stand united in the face of terrorism.
The president also visiting the site of the U.S. Embassy bombing that killed more than 200, including 12 Americans in 1998. More details emerging about Thursday's movie theater shooting in Louisiana that left 2 women dead and 9 people injured.
Authorities say that it was about 20 minutes into the new comedy Trainwreck when John Russell Hauser pulled out a gun that he bought legally in Alabama last year and started shooting. Police say Hauser fired at least 13 times.
Fox's Will Carr. And two 2008, Hauser's family sought a protective order, saying that he had a history of mental illness and family violence. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The summer sizzle's back. We've got a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. on Saturday, and it could be extended through Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high of 96, but that heat index right around 105 to 106. We'll hit 97 on Sunday. Dry weather through the weekend. From the WMC Action News 5 Storm Tracking Center, I'm meteorologist Ron Childers for News Talk 600 WREC.
News online anytime. 600 WREC is on demand at 600WREC.com and on your smartphone with iHeartRadio. News Talk 600 WREC, Memphis.
And you're back on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I'm your host, Joe Garner, Mortgage Loan Officer, and you can connect with me at jogarner.com or 901-482-0354. Our show's been sponsored by Alliance Title and Escrow, and they do a great job fixing title issues and making the closing smooth and enjoyable. Call Joe Rojas at 901-333-7999. And we're talking with Sally Baker of The Source Unlimited. Our general topic today, simple rules for organizing your world, your mind, and your finances. But before we get into our topic, I want to do something a little fun. I want to give a call to a lady who back, 25 years ago tried to help me. Well, she tried to help teach me how to originate. She did a great job. I went out on sales calls with her and kind of modeled a little bit of what she was doing. And it's her birthday today. So I'm going to give a little bit of a surprise call to Mary Curry. And I'm trying to get her. And you know how well, how good I am at technology. I was telling somebody last Saturday that if you want to learn how to do something technical, just ask an 8-year-old or a 12-year-old. And we're trying to get Mary Curry on the line. But anyway, we're just going to keep talking until we get Mary on the line. So we were talking about how to organize even your finances.
Absolutely. You know, what are some ways that you're clients organize their finances when they're trying to decide what they can afford on the price of a new home? That's really important to be organized with that.
Absolutely, and very focused. The first two things I'd like to urge our listeners out there to do is to apply the two simple rules of organizing the financing decision. And those two rules, number one, take inventory. Mm-hmm. And number two, prioritize your needs. It's very similar to what you do, Sally, yes, in taking inventory, knowing the habits of that person and what works for them. Well, under prioritizing needs, make sure you have an emergency fund at all times, and you don't want to spend every penny of your savings trying to get into a house. You need money put back for a rainy day. And under taking inventory, before you even start looking at houses, take a look at your income and your expenses. And what is your income and what are your regular monthly expenses? Now go through the last 12 months of bank statements and your credit card statements and find the expenses like car tags and periodic car insurance payments and other stuff, you know, that happens, but not necessarily every month. You've got to catch those once a year, twice a year kind of things, too, to really get an accurate inventory picture of where you are. And, you know, Sally, it's sort of like earlier in the show when you turned my computer bag upside down, inside out, and dumped all its contents on a towel and then started putting all those items back into the bag in an orderly way. As you pick up each item, you realize what you have in inventory and where it will be when you're going to need it. And as far as your monthly income and outgo, it's only at that point that you have, once you know that, it's only at that point that you have any clear idea of what will be comfortable for you on a house note and still leave money to go into savings for emergencies or maybe just take a vacation. And one thing that helped me many years ago when I was buying my first house was I talked to my CPA and let him look at my good faith estimate. And he looked at my proposed house note and saw what it would be. And he pointed out to me, because this was my first house, uh-huh, this was several years ago, he pointed out to me some money that I didn't realize I had.
Wow.
He said he estimated, well, he estimated the amount of money I was going to get back from the IRS, uh-huh, as a refund if I wrote off the mortgage interest as a deduction. Well, that was something I was never able to do, of course, as a renter. And the tax refund each year helped me keep my emergency fund stocked. So it's just taking inventory and finding out what's important to you. You know, what's important to you and where do you want to spend your money? But know that that emergency fund is very important. And I think we finally got Mary on the line. Mary Curry, are you there? I think I hung up on her. I'm sorry, my producer. I accidentally hung up on Mary. So I'm going to ask my producer, Sherry, to call her back. So in the meantime, we're going to keep talking about, sorry about that, Mary, if you're out there. We're going to keep talking about organizing your finances. It's kind of like organizing your home.
Yeah, you know, and you've got to start somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Can you think of other ways that organizing that is like organizing your home or your office?
Well, you know, Sally, you're right. And there are so many correlations between reorganizing your finances and reorganizing your house. I know when you, Sally, started helping me or reorganize my personal house and office, you kept asking me along the way what my habits are and preferences. Yes. On how I used things. And we put like things with like things, and we made more use of vertical space by acquiring some cabinet pieces, you know, to free up the floor space, because I like a lot of floor space.
Right.
Well, when you're buying a house to live in, it's important that you know your habits and how you like to live in a house. Knowing your habits falls under the simple rule of number two, prioritizing your needs. First rule is take inventory. Second rule is prioritizing your needs. And then you know, if that particular house is going to allow you to live comfortably, meet your needs and those of your family. Under the simple rule number one, take inventory, know what your spending habits are so that you're sure the house payment with the taxes and insurance, and don't forget about the association fees if there are any, know if that's still going to allow you to do some of the fun things you like to do with your money and still maintain an emergency fund. I think we have Mary Curry on the line, and it's Mary Curry's birthday. And
yay.
I want to say, surprise, Mary, you are on the air. I want to give you a heads up.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And Mary taught me a lot about this business many years ago, 25 years ago. I used to follow her around, and she was showing me the ropes in the mortgage business. She's a realtor now. So, Mary, I'm going to just surprise you. You're on WREC. You're on iHeartRadio this morning.
Oh, that's sweet.
I wanted you to share some of your tips for our listeners that you share with your clients who are buying or selling real estate.
Well, I think the first thing that you think about is don't overbuy. You know, mm-hmm. as you set up a budget and understand what your spending habits are, because when you take on a home, it's not just the payment. There's a lot of other expenses that go with it, too.
Yes. And so you've had this discussion many times with your home buyers.
I have.
Well, and you've been in the real estate business a long time. What are some other things that you regularly share with your real estate buyers and real estate sellers?
Well, don't go out and start purchasing new items. You know, move in the home first and find out what your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where your furniture fits. Don't go out into the furniture stores and spend tons of money on something that you don't need.
Very smart. See, I told you,
I had a
good teacher. Yeah.
Perfect.
Mary, I hope you have a happy, happy birthday today.
Well, thank you. You're so sweet to call.
Well, you take care. Have a good day. And Mary Curry, who do you work for and how do we contact you?
I am with Coldwell Banker Collins Maury, and you can reach me at 901-337-6804.
All right. And you can also find out more about Mary Curry on my blog at jogarner.com after the show today. And thank you so much, Mary, for being on our show. And I think we've got another caller, and we've got Lynn on the line, and Lynn McDonald. And I think I know this is the Lynn McDonald who sponsors Talk Shop, and she's with Aaron McDonald Insurance Agency. And having a little technical difficulty. I lost Lynn. So we're going to go back while Lynn calls back. Call back, Lynn. And we're going to talk with Sally. And I wanted to ask you, why is your service or your skill, Sally, something that our listeners, particularly the real estate industry professionals, why is that something that they want to know more about?
Well, a lot of times they either need to sell a property and get it cleared out, or they've already sold it. I had one that they sold a house in one day, had to be cleared out in 30 days. We were able to go in there and accomplish that for them with an estate sale.
Well, and you did that really well. And, you know, decluttering. In fact, before we go back to Lynn, we've got Lynn back on the line. Before we go there, Talk Shop, and that's something that this next caller, Lynn, and I sponsor.
Yes.
We offer free education and networking to the real estate community as well as the business community. But a couple of weeks ago, we had Show Homes,
mm-hmm.
their staging
yes.
company, Jeff and Heidi Ross, and they were showing some amazing statistics about getting a return on your money. And the biggest one, I'll never forget this, I didn't realize it was this high, 872% return on investment when you just simply clean and declutter.
Yes.
Amazing.
Because you see the space.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being distracted by all the things. You can actually see the space that you are thinking about purchasing.
Exactly. Well, we've got Lynn on the line, and Lynn, are you on the line with us, or can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to try to get Lynn. Can you hear us? Lynn?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Lynn. How are you?
Doing well, and I'm loving this show, and I just had to call in and brag about Sally Baker one more time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sally came to our house, and I felt like I had an insurmountable amount of paper. Sally set up a filing system, really got us set up to do better in the future. But there's something she does that I really want to piggyback on, and that is she stresses the importance of having a fireproof box.
Yes.
In the event of a catastrophe, and something that goes hand in hand with insurance. When whoever finds the box, if there can be a list of your insurance companies, the policy numbers, and a way to get a hold of them, you can imagine opening up a box and going, how do we even get started?
Yes.
That's just a little crib sheet that can really help the person that's helping you in a catastrophe.
What a great tip. That should be our real estate tip of the week.
It really is.
Lynn, you're with Erin McDonald Insurance Agency, and how do we reach you, Lynn? And she's my insurance agent, too.
Our number is 849-7101, and I have to give one more plug. Troy and I hit all the estate sales, and Sally's are our favorite.
Thank you.
So organized, well-priced, knowledgeable. We just really, really enjoy coming to your sales.
Well, I appreciate it so much, and keep coming.
Thank you, Lynn. We're about to go to break. And, Sally, how do we reach you if we want to get you to organize our world or our estate sale?
You can call me at 901-258-4775, or you can email me at sallybsource@aol.com.
And you're on the Real Estate Mortgage Shop program. I'm Joe Garner, your host, mortgage loan officer with Evolve Bank and Trust. And we've got Sally Baker, and we want you on the line with us. So give us a call in the studio at 901-535-9732. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
This summer, you promised yourself you'd get away from it all. No meetings, no conference calls, no emails, no nothing. Just you. Roughing it at your favorite fishing hole with your lucky lure and our iHeartRadio app. I mean, there's no sense in over-roughing it, right? Millions of songs, thousands of stations, all on your phone. Open our free iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-4304. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-4304. 1-800-900-4304.
Are you thinking about applying for Social Security?
Do you know when you should apply?
Get the facts and answers you need to these important retirement questions. Listen to Retirement Results Radio with Dan Groban and Philip Bernard of Servant Advisors Group. Saturdays at 4 on News Talk 600 WREC.
600 WREC Sports. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohengrin.
The hottest working man in show business.
It's only radio. It's so simple.
We start with an NFL note. The Pittsburgh Steelers have given general manager Kevin Colbert a two-year extension through the 2018 draft. In Major League Baseball Friday night, Josh Hamilton returned to Anaheim for the first time since departing the Angels and responded to a barrage of boos by going 2-for-4 with two runs scored in a 4-2 Rangers victory.
It was good. It's always, you know, going back somewhere where you played, you know, that first at bat, you know, getting that one out of the way and, you know, then settling down after that. But that's the truth. That's what they said.
The Angels still lead the AL West by 2 percentage points over the Astros, who shut out the Kansas City Royals 4-0 Friday evening, as Scott Kazmir allowed a mere 3 singles over 7 scoreless innings in his Houston debut.
Because you know I just can't clean this place is too much trouble. I just can't clean this place, I need a double. I just can't clean this place, a dirty rebel. I just can't clean this place, I got my laundry done. Go ahead and tell the world it's time for fun. No, I'm just playing. Still have to put it up. Won't someone tell me how is your house so perfect from the bottom to the top? So, mama, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I just can't clean this place, especially my computer bag. And Miss Sally over here, she came in and turned my computer bag upside down, inside out, and turned it round and round and got everything organized, get this, in 90 seconds.
And we cleaned it.
And and if you got to see it to believe it. And I got just a few seconds of it. I got about a minute of it on video. If you want to see it, go to jogarner.com. And later today, it'll be on Facebook, Joe Garner Mortgage Consultant. And we have a caller on the line. And I know this lady. Her name is Mary Lou. And she also has been very supportive of Talk Shop. So, Mary Lou, how can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey there. And you're with Home Helpers?
Yes, yeah. We do in-home care.
Well, how can we help you today, Mary Lou?
Well, I'm so glad you have experts like Sally on, because it really got me to, while listening to, thinking about organizing my expenses. And we want to make some improvements to our home. But we want to do them or make them smart.
Yes.
So my question is, and it's a little off topic, but it got me, you know, this is good that you have experts like this because it gets you thinking. Is it a wise investment to utilize cork floors in bedroom areas?
To say that word again, because we're having a hard time hearing you, Mary Lou.
Okay, cork.
Oh, cork instead of linoleum or
wood.
You know, I don't know enough about it to know the flooring industry and whether that would be something that would be too porous if you're going to put rugs on top of it. I don't know how hard it is to clean.
Cork. Well, I think we lost Mary Lou there for a minute. We did, but thank you, Mary Lou, for calling. We lost Mary Lou, but we've also got Wiss Laughlin on the line. Wiss, how can we help you today?
Well, I've got a question. You know, Joe, you've been very helpful to me, and we're about to maybe do some business with you. And a question comes up that if you've got a credit line and you're thinking about using that, you know, for a down payment. For example, on a loan, I know that you're not supposed to. I remember from a seminar at Talk Shop, you're not supposed to, you know, add and subtract from different accounts, you know, mm-hmm. once you've made your application. Mm-hmm. I guess the question is, if you draw from another credit line mm-hmm. to make the down payment, is that a problem?
Not a problem. It's now in some loan regulations, you got to determine whether that credit line is secured on something or whether it's unsecured, because some of the loan regulations on certain products will not allow unsecured money to be used for a down payment. But
well,
if that
is secured.
It is secured. Okay, and yeah. Talk to your loan officer, and I would love to be your loan officer. But
I will talk with my loan officer. I will call you later.
Okay, thank you, Wiz. But you know, do talk with the loan officer before you use that credit line, because they need to get a proposed payment to determine what your income to debt ratios are going to be, and before you go and do that. But Wiz, I so appreciate you calling on the line, and it is about that time for the real estate tip of the week. And Sally, have you got a real estate tip of the week?
Well, real estate tip of the week is get that house to me. for me to clear it out so that you can sell it.
Right. It goes back to that declutter and clean will give you 872% return on your money when you get ready to sell a house.
It just makes a huge difference, and it's not so much depersonalizing it as it is getting it looking more orderly so that people can actually see the real estate that they're purchasing.
Absolutely. And they can see in their mind how they are going to live in it, what it's going to look like for them. I've got a few announcements. Talk Shop offers free education and networking to anyone interested in real estate or in business. This Wednesday, July the 29th, 2015, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central at the University of Phoenix, 65 Germantown Court in Cordova, Tennessee. That's across from the Butcher Shop and Ag Center for those of you in the Memphis area. Join us for the Mastermind Principle based on the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Sally Baker across the table from us today is going to be our timekeeper. And for more information about Talk Shop, go to talkshop.com. That's talk, S-H-O-P-P-E.com. To hear today's podcast and other podcasts, go to jogarner.com. And today through July 31st, Apollo Education Group and the University of Phoenix are proud to hold the annual Boys and Girls Clubs of America Back to School Drive. They're helping provide kids in need across the nation with supplies and tools necessary to succeed in their education. University of Phoenix Memphis campus is hosting a donation drive, and they're collecting items like backpacks and notebooks and calculators, scissors and more, a bunch of stuff Sally probably found in my computer bag when she was organizing it during the show.
You can contribute.
Yes, I could contribute. The Boys and Girls Clubs of America works to enable young people to, of course, reach their full potential. So you can drop off supplies at University of Phoenix Memphis campus at 65 Germantown Court, Suite 100. That's there in Cordova. Remember, make your plan, work your plan. If the deal works for you today, do it today. Today's real estate Mortgage Shop has been brought to you by Alliance Title and Escrow, 901-333-7999. And if you have a real estate transaction in the making, give Joe Rojas a call. Alliance Title and Escrow, they've helped so many of my clients have a smooth real estate closing. Thanks to you, Alliance Title and Escrow, for our show today. And also want to thank John and Jennifer Lawhon of Lawhon Landscape for sponsoring our Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest, and they're awesome. You can reach them at 901-754-7474. Sally, how do we reach you if we want to talk to you about organizing our world?
You can reach me, Sally Baker, The Source, at 901-258-4775.
And you can reach me directly at 901-482-0354. And I've got a couple of quotes from the Quote Corner. Here's one from Burl Markham from West with the Night. The way to find a needle in the haystack is to sit down. You want to find a needle in the haystack? Just sit on it. You'll find it. Here's another one from Scott Belsky, Making Ideas Happen. An idea can only become a reality once it is broken down into organized, actionable elements. I didn't know actionable was a word. Here's another one, one of my favorites, from Stephen Covey. The key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. I love that one.
Love that one. That's perfect.
Do you have any other words to the wise, Sally, in summing up?
You know, just keep it simple. Get rid of the clutter.
Like things with like things.
Get it done. Get it together. Get it organized. Get rid of the mess. Get Sally Baker.
Get Sally Baker, yes. And get Joe Garner. I'd love to help
you
with
Joe
your mortgage.
Get Joe Garner, absolutely.
We love hanging out with you guys on Saturdays. Thank you for hanging out with us. And we'll see you guys back next Saturday.
Country, blues, rock, and everything in between. Where it all started and never stopped. The soundtrack of America. Made in Tennessee. Start planning at tnvacation.com.
Sponsored by the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development and aired in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We got adopted.
Over the years, I came to know the full story of what really happened. And she had since she was 17.
I know that she wanted us to have a better life.
The way she saw things going, it wasn't a good environment to raise a kid. The fact that she did that just shows how strong of a woman my mother is.
To just be given a chance to be who she wanted us to be, it's just, that means a lot to me.
And I thank her each and every day for it. I wouldn't be the person who I am today. And I like the person I am today. I've learned that love is what makes people who they are.
I've learned that love helps you make the hard decisions.
Without love, you can't know nurturing. And without nurturing, you can't grow. I knew I was loved and I was part of a family, so that was what's important to me.
For more information, visit iChooseAdoption.org.
I'm Christoph.
And I'm Christopher.
And our mom chose adoption.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already? No way! Come on, come on.
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
The Mid-South's home for news, weather, and traffic is News Talk 600 WREC WEGR HD2.